So evening snacking and cravings. Now, this is going to be outside of a female's menstrual cycle, or if you are, you know, really ill at the moment, you're run down and your hunger levels naturally do go up sometimes. I'm just talking about hunger levels for someone who doesn't have any of those and they're struggling with it. And the reason I'm going to be a bit controversial and say that you absolutely can easily deal with this is because we're doing it. We're doing it with clients just now. 20, 30, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds even. And they're able to curb their evening snacking with absolute ease. And no, it's not getting them to have, you know, three rice cakes and you know, a tin of tuna. No, they're able to still eat flexibly. If they want, they can have their snack, but they don't actually end up eating a lot more. Okay, they can have a bit of chocolate and just stop there. They don't feel the need to keep going. Okay, the two main things, and again, I'm going to sound like a broken record, but hey, I need to repeat myself. The two main things really are the food quality. There is food quality, so the foods that you eat, and along with that is water, and the sleep that you get, right? If you're not prepared to make any of these changes, you can just tune off this podcast and keep looking for a quick fix. Sometimes I just have to say it like it is. When you are not sleeping properly, okay, there are two main hormones called leptin and ghrelin. Ghrelin is the hunger hormone. Again, this cascades out of control. And leptin, which is the fullness hormone, again, cascades out of control. When you don't sleep properly, right, when you're browsing TikTok and wasting time and have broken sleep in the middle of the night and you wake up, you will feel hungry. Throughout the day, you will snack. But when you prioritize your health, when you want longevity, when you want to have energy and you go to bed maybe half an hour or an hour earlier and you don't sit there and faff about on your phone before bed, you'll wake up, you'll feel refreshed, you'll feel energetic, and you won't have cravings. And I know what you're going to say. Oh, it's easier said than done. You're not a parent. You don't know. Okay, I get that. But what about the 250 people who've joined us over the last 2 to 3 years, or the 950 plus that I've worked with over the last, you know, 9-10 years now, face-to-face and online? What about them? A large portion of them were parents and they were able to do it. You see, it is about sacrifice, a little bit of sacrifice. Hunger levels go wildly out of control when your sleep is not controlled, okay? That's the first thing. The second thing, food quality. But you knew this, right? So if you're eating quote-unquote healthy, eating lots of protein, fiber throughout the day, your hunger levels are going to be controlled easily. You'll be satiated and you won't have that crash in the evening. And the reason most people say, oh, it's, I eat well and then I have the cravings in the evening, you're not eating well, because if you were, it wouldn't be the case, right? And let's say you were eating well, then what about your water? Like, I can absolutely hand in my heart say it's either the amount of fluid you're getting in, which is not enough water, or the food quality, or a combination of both. So if you can tidy up your foods earlier in the day, have lots of protein, fiber, fruits, vegetables, the stuff you know, I'm not going to repeat myself, okay, the boring stuff, but you can make it tasty. If you can get a handle on that, I can absolutely guarantee you'll control it. Now, here's the thing. Listening to this and then having 1 or 2 days of doing this is not going to curb the cravings. If you have had a kind of a lifelong struggle with evening cravings, it's going to take a few days for your body to adjust to this new way of eating. So, you know, if you eat well for 1 day, it's not going to automatically curb your evening cravings. Okay, so you got to be patient with this. Give it 2, 3, 4 days consistently. Your body now gets used. The brain signals coming from the stomach to the brain that interchange. They're talking to each other now. There's a bit more communication. There's a bit more fluidity now, and you'll be able to curb those evening cravings. Blood sugar levels as well will be more controlled, and then you'll have a steady supply of energy. So you won't, you know, get to a stage where you've either under-eaten or eaten rubbish earlier in the day and your body's craving out, screaming for snacks in the evening. And that's what causes most people not to lose weight, because contrary to what Eddie Abu may say or some other clowns on Instagram, food quality is very important. Of course it is. I'm not saying it's not, but ultimately it is an energy game. Energy, that's it. Calories. I don't like to say it all the time, but it is true. Okay, so hopefully you took something away from this episode. If you were triggered by this, I'd love to know why exactly. But if you have any questions around it, or you want to make some changes, I'm not going to sell you anything. You know, we love working with people. But at the end of the day, the podcast is a public free platform whereby I want you to take this information and I want you to go and apply it. And if you've got any questions at all, please just drop me a message on Instagram. That's the place where you'll get an instant response, or you can send an email at info@zedetraining.co.uk, and I'll be more than happy to have a chat with you. All right, take care for now.